Many people nowadays seem to be suffering from anxiety. What is anxiety? Anxiety, it is a persistent feeling of worry or fear. It is directly correlated with stress, which is sadly a part of many people's daily lives today. Let me remind you, stress is the cause of many diseases because it lowers the immune system's ability to fight against illnesses, therefore making the body more vulnerable to anything that wants to attack it. I personally have experienced severe anxiety to the point where I felt like I could pass out any second. Heart rate rising to an insane speed, getting hot, knees becoming weak, and even shortness of breath. The feeling was persistent, and it would repeat itself every time I would encounter any minor social situation. I was tempted to start taking anxiety medication, but deep inside I knew that a pharmaceutical medication was not going to solve the problem for me. It would simply numb the symptoms of anxiety, but it would not deal with the underlying issue. Plus, I have heard and read stories of people who would get addicted to their anxiety medication and how the medication would stop their creative flow and numb their feelings overall. I also had a feeling that I could deal with my anxiety myself. I knew that the anxiety was merely a habit that my mind has developed, which means that this habit could be broken and released and replaced with a better habit. It is not natural to feel anxiety on a daily basis. It is normal to be stressed in extreme situations where it is a matter of life or death, but to be stressed on your way to work or in class or at a friend's dinner party is not only unhealthy, but it creates a complex in a person's life. If you constantly find yourself in a fight or flight state, you're not enjoying life at all. Life becomes a burden. Now, when I decided to deal with the anxiety on my own, I knew that I had to find and confront the source of the problem. I did not always have the anxiety. In order to find the source of the issue, I had to trace it back to high school. That is when it all began. Growing up under my parents' wings, protected from the outside world, I was not that well prepared for the full teenager experience. What I mean by that is that my parents did not exactly expect me to go and explore all the dark corners of what society offered to the modern day teenager. Maybe they expected me to stay in one prefabricated lane where I would follow the path of a good girl without encountering any demons on my way. However, I had other plans. As soon as puberty hit, it's like the torch of rebellion was lit and there was no going back. I wanted to do everything and anything that defied the expectations of my parents to be a good girl. I wanted to do the opposite of what was expected of me. I wanted to break every rule possible. I was naive, but I was full of confidence and curiosity. But again, I was not prepared for the misunderstanding, judgment, hatred, and isolation that followed my adventurous lifestyle. I was not prepared for the harsh response of my fellow teenagers. I faced judgment from my family and teachers. At first, I fought against it and I kept my confidence high. But eventually, all the drama, gossiping, hatred that came from others got to me. And when I reached the 11th grade, I started becoming insecure, uncomfortable in my own skin, feeling like every rumor about me was constantly in everyone's mind when they looked at me. Hearing every judgmental comment ever made towards me when I would walk the hallways of my school. The light that was shining so brightly before got dimmed down by the fear of being judged, hated, and rejected. I dimmed down my own beautiful, unique light just to not cause discomfort for others. I became ashamed of my own light, of my own creativity, of my own fierceness, that ruled my life in the previous years. I no longer felt comfortable owning the rooms that I walked in, because I was made to feel shameful for it and I didn't know how to deal with it. So then the anxiety started kicking in, turning bright red for no reason, sweating profoundly, feeling like everyone was constantly judging me. Being part of any social environment became torturous. When having eyes on me, I had an intense desire to escape, to be able to take a deep breath and to just be myself. So almost 2 years of awkward social interactions and two toxic relationships later, something amazing happened. It was the end of 12th grade, fourth quarter. I was so tired of being scared of being judged again that I went ahead and I confronted my fear. The fear specifically was to be shamed for expressing my sexuality, for showing off my body, for being a shameless seductress. So what I did was I broke up with the ex that was constantly disrespecting me. I posted a dancing video on social media and I just went with the flow. I did what I wanted. Yes, of course, the hateful comments followed, the lustful comments followed, a few fake friends showed their true colors, but most importantly, I felt totally liberated. All of a sudden, the confidence rose up higher than it ever was. I felt free to express myself however I wanted to and to face any negativity with fearlessness. Actually, at this point, anything negative that was directed towards me fueled me. The anxiety and fear were completely gone. I was manifesting whatever I desired with ease, good or bad that was, but it was what I wanted at the time. By overcoming that fear, I felt so powerful, so high on life. However, that was not the end of my experience with anxiety. I was still pretty naive about human nature, and I was still in the very beginning of my self-exploration journey. From there, my wild, rebellious self took me down a darker path, in which I learned some priceless lessons. I experienced toxic masculinity at a deeper level. I felt the desperate grip of a narcissist's hand around my neck. I witnessed the ignorance that rules so many people's minds. I basically went to the underworld and I came back. Now, no one comes out of the underworld completely sane. I came back traumatized, exhausted, and in earnest need for self-transformation. That is when I met my old friend, anxiety, all over again. This time though, it felt more intense. At the moment of immense stress, my heart felt like it was going to storm out of my body and run for its life. I was scared again. I was devastated. Why am I so anxious? I couldn't understand it and I was frustrated. I was tired of feeling uncomfortable around people. And like I mentioned earlier, this is when I felt tempted to get a medication for it. But I stopped myself. Somehow, I knew that only I can heal myself from this debilitating issue. Just like in 12th grade, I confronted my fear and I completely eradicated it by embracing myself. This time, I have to get to the bottom of what am I so afraid of in order to save myself. But this fear, it sat deep in me. To confront this fear, I had to find myself all over again. I had to fall in love with myself again, but stronger this time. It's going to take unconditional self-love this time to overcome this fear. When something is wrong with your state of being, you must listen to it. It is simply directing your attention towards something you need to work on in order to become better for yourself. When I wanted to run from the anxiety, it only got stronger. Same thing with fear. When you run from it or ignore it, it only intensifies. Scary thoughts only become louder, and the heart only starts beating faster. The only way to overcome anxiety is to become friends with it. By realizing that this feeling of worry and stress is merely a message from your higher self to go inward and to listen to yourself, you will see that this anxiety is actually pushing you to confront certain challenges and fears so you can raise your consciousness to a higher level and flow more freely with the divine energy that's innately in you. Let me elaborate. Like I said, when I came from the underworld, I faced anxiety at a greater level. I did not want to just numb it with pharmaceutical medication and act like it's gone, when it really isn't. I had a strong feeling that this anxiety is just directing me towards an area of my life that needs to be worked on. That once I overcome this challenge, a new gate to infinite opportunities and my highest potential will open. This felt right. I refused to numb myself and I started building a relationship with myself. I started getting to know myself. It took many dark days, epiphanies, joyful tears, and ups and downs, but overall, I worked directly with the universe to find myself. And the deeper I go inside my conscious, the more treasures I stumble upon. You can only imagine how much you can learn just by asking the universe a question. Literally putting the question out there, where is this anxiety coming from? And then simply paying attention. Paying attention to the signs, to the article you accidentally find about anxiety, to a guided meditation you see on YouTube focused on releasing anxiety, to a podcast like mine on how to deal with anxiety. The answers are right here. All you have to do is to make the first step towards understanding yourself. So I'm going to share with you some practical tools on how to use anxiety to your advantage. Turn pain into power. These are the things I did and I learned, which helped me immensely. So first and foremost, spending time alone. Simply spending time with yourself is so rewarding. Most of the answers come to you when you free your mind and just let yourself download information from the universe. You would be amazed to find out how many great ideas come to you when your attention is turned inward. So by spending time alone with yourself, you can start having conversations with yourself. Your intuition will guide you to the answers that you are seeking for. For example, some of your anxieties may come from something you went through when you were 7 years old. So by sitting quietly and starting that conversation with yourself, you can follow that thread of thought and come to resolutions. Maybe, this is just a simple example, maybe you were struggling with keeping up with your classmates when you were 7 and a close-minded teacher made you feel that you are not smart enough. Now you have an anxiety when it comes to school and teachers. This is something only you can figure out. Once you find the underlying issue of where the anxiety is coming from, you will be able to address it, confront it, and overcome it. Obviously, it is not an overnight process. This journey never ends because our potential is limitless. We can always become better. But every step you take comes with new discoveries of self, with falling in love with yourself more and more. And it comes with a more open mind, which is amazing. The other thing you can do and should do is prioritize yourself. If you are having anxiety, you need to take care of that now. It is your responsibility to be happy. So prioritize taking care of yourself. Do not push it aside, because for one, the triggers will only get stronger. Two, behind each challenge, there is a galaxy of beautiful opportunities for you. By ignoring it, you are rejecting those gifts and blessings that are awaiting for you once you overcome that challenge. this comfort zone is really not comfortable. You have the desire to get out of it, so do it. Number three, positive affirmations. Feed yourself positive things. Often, anxiety is simply a habit that your mind has developed because you allowed it to. The good thing about habits is that you can break them and build new ones. Your subconscious mind is a sponge that absorbs everything your senses perceive and then create an image of what your reality is. And you live based off that reality. You can feed your subconscious mind the things that you want to be realized in your life. Doing affirmations is a powerful way of reprogramming your mind into a more positive state. Therefore, you will feel better and attract more positive circumstances into your life. I had severe anxiety, not only in social settings, but when I came from the underworld, I struggled with negative thoughts in my mind. They were so bad, it was like a voice was constantly bombarding me with negative, anxious thoughts. At one point, I felt absolutely defeated. But then I found out that positive words and affirmations actually have a stronger effect on the mind than the negative ones. So I started incorporating positive affirmations into my daily life. Every time there was a negative thought, I would immediately say in my mind a positive substitute for that negative thought, saying to yourself things like, "Life only gets better and better. I love myself. I am confident. I got this." Can completely reprogram your mind in a matter of a few weeks, and you will see how your outer reality will change for the better. Now mind this, when you say those things, you have to feel them. When you say life only gets better and better, you really have to believe it. I love myself. Feel it. I am confident. Talk the confidence into yourself. And you definitely have to have the intention when you are saying these affirmations. Like I said, really make yourself feel good by saying these positive things to yourself. You have the control. You got this. And of course, different types of meditations have such an amazing effect on calming and freeing your mind. There are so many guided and not guided meditations you can find out there. You can really have fun with it. Now, most importantly, when dealing with anxiety, you must understand this. You are a creation of the universe, unique in your own way, having your own experience. No one, absolutely no one, not your parents, not your teachers, not your friends, have any business understanding your life. This is your life, your body, your soul, your mind, your experience. I really want to share the following quote from Bashar. B-A-S-H-A-R. Bashar is an entity from a higher dimension that is being channeled by a man named Daryl Anka. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. So this is the quote. No one can know you more than you. So the idea is that they don't get to judge you, even if they attempt to. They can't judge you. It's not possible for them to actually judge you because they have nothing to do with the experience of your life. It's your life. You are a unique reality. Now, even though they may attempt to judge you, you will understand that if they are doing so, more often than not, it's a projection onto you of issues within themselves that they themselves are afraid to face. So they are the ones in greater fear than you. Anyone who judges you, you can simply compassionately recognize is struggling with a greater fear than you have, or they wouldn't project that judgment onto you because they are so afraid of looking within for fear that they themselves are unworthy. I found this. This is the quote from a video on Gaia. Gaia is an app to raise your consciousness. It's an amazing app. You can search Bashar and you will probably find this video. It's on Conscious Life Expo. I will leave it in the description. So when I watched this video, I actually cried because it's like he was speaking to me. The words he spoke are so powerful, so liberating, and so true. It's true. Others have literally no business knowing or understanding what you are doing in your life. That's why basing your life decisions on somebody else's opinions is so detrimental. You must only follow your own voice, your own intuition. That way, you will live an authentic life. So, like I mentioned earlier, this journey is not over. It is never over because you can always become better. But my point with anxiety and how to deal with it, how to overcome it, is to make it your friend, to make it like see it as a messenger. If you have an anxiety, it is directing your attention towards something you need to work on. You might have an anxiety now and you overcome that issue, you find the underlying issue, you face it, you embrace it, you overcome it, you step to the next level, and then on that next level there's a new anxiety and you have to find the underlying issue of that anxiety again, and then you become better and better and better. This is growth. This is your evolution. Trust it. Don't be scared of it. You have to trust it and have fun with it. Go on the adventure of finding yourself and falling in love with yourself every time more and more and more.